So let's come back to this whole concept of what is an eosinophil. Eosinophils are cells that are also found in a number of pulmonary or lung diseases, asthma of one kind or the other. They're the allergic cell, if you would. Mm-hmm. What do eosinophils do when they invade tissue?
They have a lot of different functions, and it's interesting, in the GI tract, eosinophils are normally found in the stomach and small bowel and colon, and we think they're there in health, probably to prevent parasite infections and help the GI lining work normally. When they come into the esophagus in high numbers, they do a number of things. They have a lot of toxic chemicals and factors that they contain, and when those are released in the esophagus, it causes swelling, it causes irritation with the lining to become very delicate, it can tear. And then that, in turn, causes scar tissue to be laid down. And then over time, people get strictures or blockages of the esophagus. And that's sometimes why food sticks. And sometimes the entire esophagus can become very narrow, almost like a straw. And it can be very difficult to swallow.
What drives the eosinophil to the esophagus, this unusual place for it to be?
That's a question that's being looked at quite a lot with researchers. We don't really know. We think EoE is caused by allergies. And in a lot of people, it seems to be food allergies. And we know that because if you take away a lot of different foods or give people an allergy-free diet, many of them get better right away. But we also know that it can be caused and driven by environmental allergies, like pollen or other things in the environment. And we know a lot about the type of allergy reaction that is triggered. It's very similar to allergic skin problems like eczema or to allergic lung problems like asthma. But we don't know for why yet, for an individual patient, why they may actually get the condition.
But if it wasn't recognized other than case reports 40 years ago, 50 years ago, what's the allergen in our environment now that is making these cases the most common cause of food impaction coming to the emergency room? It sounds like the incidence of this disease, perhaps unrecognized in the past but now quite prevalent, is being driven by something in the environment. What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the million-dollar question. When you look back, and we've done this here and other places have done this, you can look back at pathology samples from the 70s, 80s, 90s. You just don't see the level of inflammation in the esophagus with the eosinophils. And people didn't see the findings in the esophagus when they did endoscopy in the 1980s. And so something has clearly changed. And the incidence is increasing. It's becoming more and more common. It's about 1 in 2,000 now. And actually, when we do, if you're getting an endoscopy for any reason in your esophagus or stomach, there's about a 7% chance that EoE might cause your symptoms. So it's becoming more common. So what may cause it in the environment? Well, a lot of things have changed in the environment over the last 30 years. The food supply is very different. There's a lot more monoculture of crops. There are different pesticides in use, different ways we raise animals, whether it's with hormones or other things in their feed. These could all be contributing to environmental factors. There may be differences in pesticides or air pollution. So these are all interesting hypotheses that I'm doing some research actually to test, but nobody really knows. It's thought that maybe it tracks with other allergic diseases, which are increasing, like asthma and eczema are all increasing. And so that's where the theory lies right now.
It sounds, though, that food may be at least one of the culprits, because if elimination diets or getting rid of various foods over the course of time help, it sounds like it really is potentially something we're ingesting.
Yes. And in kids, the food elimination diet were initially looked at, and that's where people started to feel like it was a food allergy-mediated problem. And now we know adults also respond to these kind of food elimination diet, kind of